BB-8, punch it!
Well, in case you've been living in a cave these past couple of weeks, hey, there's a new Star Wars movie opening.
Darkness rises, and light to meet it.
Of course, it's great news if you're a Star Wars fan. This is Episode 8, continuing the story strands introduced in the 2015 comeback film, The Force Awakens.
You must have a thousand questions.
Where's Rey?
About that film, you could accuse it of sticking a little too close to the Star Wars playbook and ticking off nostalgic boxes. Yeah, it was practically a remake of Star Wars. I mean, A New Hope.
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12!
Well, this movie knows that and uses your expectations against you.
This is not going to go the way you think.
All credit has to go to Rian Johnson, the director of Looper, who writes and directs here. He knows you're expecting The Empire Strikes Back, and that's exactly what he gives you. Initially, the Resistance is in tatters, the First Order's on the verge of crushing what remains of the Rebellion, and Rey, Daisy Ridley's character, is handing Luke Skywalker his lightsaber back, with the hopes that he will train her.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
But that's where Johnson starts to have some fun. And that's why The Last Jedi is an instant classic. It has to be said that Mark Hamill's return as Luke Skywalker, this time with dialogue, this is not only his series' best performance, it could be his career best as well.
It's time for the Jedi to end.
Of course, this is Hollywood icon Carrie Fisher's final role. She died last December at the age of 60.
Permission to jump in her next wing and blow something up?
Permission granted.
General Leia is once again a badass, but this time she's carrying around the burden of the galaxy, literally.
Let the past die. Kill it. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Of the young cast introduced last time around, the most surprising developments surround Daisy Ridley's Rey and Adam Driver's Kylo Ren, otherwise known as Ben Solo, the wannabe Dark Lord who killed off his father, Han Solo. And no, I'm not still mad about that. I just have to say that if ultimately we're looking at the redemptive arc for Adam Driver's character, it's gonna take a lot.
Now, reach out.
Now, I implore you, if you're even remotely interested in seeing Star Wars The Last Jedi, don't let anybody spoil anything for you. Stay off the internet, don't do Twitter, especially stay away from Reddit, and you might want to avoid those TV commercials too.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
This movie's exciting, it's at times shocking, I laughed, I cried. And yeah, at least one time, I let out a gasp. But so did everybody else in the theater, so I don't feel too bad. The Force is definitely with this series, at least the prime episodes. I cannot wait for Episode 9, and in the short term, I can't wait to see this movie again. Now, those offshoot side movies like Rogue One and the upcoming Han Solo movie, that's another story. For KGO Radio, I'm Dennis Willis.